apart from coding, which I still have so much learning to do, I've learned a whole ton in the process of learning to code. Like, there's a ton of things that I never expected to really encounter when learning to code, but this whole like process, career switch, everything has led to so many new opportunities and just new things in my life. And throughout the journey, I have learned a whole bunch more other than just coding. So I'm going to be talking a little bit about that today and sharing with y'all the things that I was not expecting to learn, but ended up learning anyway. Welcome to Suitcase Coder, the podcast. I'm Laura, and I host this podcast where I track my journey from joining a coding bootcamp to becoming a remote developer. My ultimate goal in life is to travel the world and see as many countries as I can, but for now, I'm sharing what I've learned so far to hopefully help and inspire future techies, freelancers, and digital nomads. Thanks for tuning in, and let's get started. The thing that baffles my mind the absolute most, and one that I'll definitely be doing another episode for because it just, like, it's insane, is the power of the internet. Like, I knew the internet was powerful, right? Like, the internet's new and great and grand. But if you haven't yet, like, totally mastered how to use the internet to your advantage, specifically Google, then you are missing out. Like, there's so much, everything's on the internet. Everything and more. Sometimes there's things that you don't necessarily want on the internet to be on the internet, but they're there. But what I'm trying to get to is the fact that the internet exists, and everything that you don't yet know is only a Google search away. And I'm like, this is such a huge game changer for me as a developer and as like a human being, that I'm actually going to dedicate a whole nother episode to this topic alone, or maybe better, search results. So that's definitely in the horizon for a podcast episode. Another thing that probably shouldn't have been such a shock to me is the fact that I learned that I can dedicate myself to something. Not that I'm a quitter or anything, but I just have had a lot of interests in the past, and those interests get replaced with other interests that become more interesting than the previous interests. So for example, I've been into foreign language studying, I've been into calligraphy, I got into running for a long time, and that goes back and forth. So in my life, I've definitely had a bunch of different hobbies, and obviously, like, that's okay to have different hobbies, but the fact that I try to make a career out of every single one of those things that I've mentioned, except for maybe the running. I'm definitely not a good enough of a runner to make money off of it, but I actually created an LLC for The Calligraphist, which was my calligraphy business before getting into coding. I actually taught German lessons for a very long time. I wanted to be a German teacher for a long time. So all of these interests I try to make a career out of, and the fact that I was able to stick to coding, and at least it's been like 2.5 years and I'm still coding and I still am a programmer and I really like it, and it's something that I see myself doing for the long run, is kind of satisfying, because it taught me that I just had to, well, it taught me two things. It taught me, one, that I am capable of dedicating myself to something and like making a career out of it. Of course, I need to like it enough for me to be able and want to make a career out of it. But two, it also taught me that I don't have to pursue every hobby as a career. I can still continue to have a bunch of hobbies and just pick like a career that's going to be able to, and just pick a career that's going to allow me to have the hobbies on the side, provide financial means for me to have hobbies and the time to do so. So yeah, just the fact that I was able to finally dedicate myself to something after feeling like so lost for so many years, not knowing what I wanted to do with my life, which I know is something that a lot of you guys struggle with, and if that's a topic that you would want me to further discuss in a podcast, just let me know, and I will gladly do a whole episode about the struggles of not knowing what you want to do with your life. All right, that being said, the fact that I can dedicate myself, that I dedicated to a bootcamp even though it took longer than it should have, the fact that I am doing a career switch, I've also realized that it's okay to switch plans on the fly, right? So like, I have an end goal, which I talk about in one of my previous episodes. Having an end goal and having a reason as to why you're doing something can really, really help you go through the process of getting to where you want to go. But if something changes along the way and you have to adjust something, so like, let's say you plan on learning Python, but then you join a bootcamp that's 5 minutes from your house and it only teaches JavaScript, that's okay. You can adjust to that and still find jobs as a developer, just not necessarily specific to the one that you're learning. So having to make adjustments, obviously I talk about graduating late. That was a huge adjustment. Being a freelancer and getting pulled in a bunch of different directions as far as like the kinds of developing that I'm doing between WordPress and JavaScript and backend and all of that, I have forced myself to be okay with all the changes that come, and that it's not like a failure necessarily. I'm confusing myself. That it's not a failure necessarily that I'm facing. Is just the fact that something has changed and I need to readjust, and that like that's okay. I can, and that it's not taking away from me being a developer. Also, COVID, like I was supposed to, you know, ideal dream. I was supposed to graduate a boot camp, get a badass, like high paying freelancing or remote job and travel the world. But right as I got into development, COVID happened and the world basically shut down, and I have not really been able to travel. I've traveled here and there, but it's not to the extent of which I would have liked to travel, but we'll get there one day. Oh, and one quick point that I didn't want to address about being okay with change is the fact that in my 20s, after having a couple years experience in a career, I was able to totally drop everything that I was completely comfortable with and make a major career switch, and I'm still figuring it out, but the fact that I'm like doing it, that's an insane proof to the fact that like things can change, your life can change, plans can be altered, whether it's on purpose or not, and that you can still come out okay as long as you have an end goal, like I've said before, and you are able to go with the punches, roll with the punches. And whether I like it or not, one thing that continues to happen, and I have to continue to tell myself that it's okay, is the fact that I am continuously new at something, right? I'm not always an expert. I'm definitely not an expert when it comes to programming. I'm trying to get there, but I have a long way to go. And so a huge part of learning to code and making a career switch and all of this fun stuff is the fact that I've had to be okay with being a newbie at almost everything, and that it happens over and over and over again. And obviously, like if you want to be a good developer, you always kind of have to stay on top of technology. So even when I was in my coding bootcamp, as I was graduating, they were pulling out new curriculum because technology was being updated. So when I was learning React Hooks was not a part of the curriculum at the time, but then in my last like 3 weeks, they started implementing it. And even though it was like I had already learned React, I had asked my bootcamp for that new curriculum so that I can go back and learn the thing that I didn't learn. Because if it's something that's being added to the curriculum and I hadn't known it, then obviously it's going to be something that's pretty necessary, or that's going to be popping up quite a bit in like the real world of development. So being new at something is definitely something to get used to. And with that comes all the struggles of learning new subjects. I actually have another podcast episode where I talk about how to tackle brand new subjects. So if you want to check that out, I think it's a couple episodes back. Learning something new is a bit tricky, but being okay with it is something that if you can come to terms with before even getting into development can be very helpful. Ooh, and the biggest thing that I've had to learn besides coding, when learning to code and the process of learning to code, has been to know when to ask for help and also know how to ask for help. So obviously in a coding bootcamp, I had weekly mentorship programs, I had Q&A sessions I could jump into, I had the community and people to go ask for help to. I didn't actually start using those resources until like it was way too late. So if you have embedded resources into your, like however you are learning to code, if you have those available to you, take advantage of every single resource they've given you. If not, then going back to my first point about the power of the internet, like ask random strangers online. I've been on Reddit, Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups. I've joined very random Slack channels from literally around the globe, and I've asked for help when I needed to, because even if you're learning something new, after a certain moment, it does come to a point where, okay, you need to stop and ask for help, or you need to find a new way to learn something if you are stuck on something. So being able to ask for help is pretty important, but also knowing when to ask for help and like not having an ego and being like, no, I can figure this out on my own, which like surely if you can and you will, like that's awesome, but you also don't want to spend 3 days trying to figure something out when maybe it's only something that should take you like 5 minutes. And the last thing I wanted to share with you guys on what I learned besides coding in the process of learning to code has been how and when to speak up when I need to in a work and job and a career. You might have to speak up about when you don't know exactly what to do, when you're given a certain task, or when you don't feel comfortable taking on like a project that's maybe a little too advanced for your stage, or vice versa. If they're hiring you on as, you know, a software developer and you get put onto customer service or like technical support type role, you might want to speak up and say, hey, you know what? I was offered this one job and I'm being placed in another position. So I think there's a lot of use in knowing when and how to speak up and doing it like the right way. If that's a topic that you'd want me to talk about, then by all means, let me know and I can do an episode about that. Other than that, I think not that that's all I've learned besides coding, but for now, that's what I wanted to tell you guys, because again, this podcast is about my entire journey. And with that comes a lot of non-technical things that I've gone through and learned. Some are positive, some are negative, but this podcast is a chance for me to share it with you guys so that hopefully you can learn from all of my mistakes and my journey and make your transition into tech a little bit smoother. If you've liked this podcast episode, or if you're watching on YouTube, if you like it, make sure to subscribe both to the podcast and to the YouTube channel and leave a review. Those are super helpful to me. It helps me know. I actually don't think I've gotten any, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But if you do like it, make sure to leave a review, because that can help me out in figuring out what kinds of episodes you guys would like to hear. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys next week. Ciao.